This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor, my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis. Ecuador, the recently elected very young man, Noboa, the president, announces that he's starting the process of a constitutional change in order to allow foreign bases into Ecuador. What foreign bases? What is this about?
In 2008, the then anti-U.S. leftist president Rafael Correa made a relatively big deal of the fact that the United States used to have what we called a Ford operating location operated out of Manta, Ecuador. It was one of four Ford operating locations that the United States maintained around the region, basically to do things like surveillance flights against narco traffickers that were trying to move through the region. Correa at the time made a big deal that this was a violation of Ecuadorian sovereignty, that Ecuador's government didn't have control of what came in and out of the base. And in the end, he not only kicked the United States out of that small operation in the airfield in Manta, but also when he amended the Constitution to give his government unprecedented executive powers, one of the provisions was also the prohibition of foreign bases restoring Ecuadorian sovereignty. Go forward to today, where the overflow of drugs from a Colombian next door, which is awash in cocaine, is channeling its way through Ecuadorian street gangs like Los Choneros and Los Lobos, coordinating with counterparts in Mexico. And that has caused a series of different drug trafficking routes through the Ecuadorian Pacific. And that's led to unprecedented violence in Ecuador. You even had the kidnapping of personnel of a television station in Guayaquil, TC Television, back this last January, as well as unprecedented attacks on public facilities. That escalation in drug-related violence was what led in part to the election of Daniel Noboa in Ecuador. And one of the things that Daniel Noboa has done is turned to the United States for close security cooperation. The United States has really stepped up very quickly with the support of Southcom and its commander, General Laura Richardson, So you've seen a flow of different types of security cooperation, vehicles, gear, training, et cetera, et cetera. And so part of that, one of the things that's been talked about is the technical step of creating a condition where the United States, in support of Ecuador, can operate on a more regular, semi-permanent basis, just like we do in Colombia and in other places. But because of that Rafael Correa era leftist constitution, to be able to legally do that, Noboa has to change the constitution back. And so this proposal to modify Article 5 of the Constitution, really it's a reflection of the desire to continue working closely with the United States in support of the very grave public security challenge that Ecuador faces, and to try to continue to get a handle on that violence as Ecuador also approaches its February 2025 elections, in which Ecuador will once again have a choice to continue down a path of, again, kind of Noboa's law and order approach, working closely with the United States, or a return to some of the acolytes of Rafael Correa, specifically his Citizen Revolutionary Party, headed by his acolyte Luisa Gonzalez. And so a lot at stake here for where things go with Ecuador, but trying to bring the U.S. legally back to regularly work with Ecuadorians operating on Ecuadorian soil kind of takes us back to where we were prior to Rafael Correa, when he kicked us out of the Manta base back in 2008.
The other detail of the week, and we continue to watch it, is fires. This time, the fires are in Peru, I believe, but there are fires also in Brasilia. I make a distinction between the fires in the savannah and the fires in the Amazon. Do you measure this climate, Professor, or is this bad management of the land and the conditions that come each year?
It's a combination of bad land management as people desire to clear out land for farming because of economic need and with a sometimes lack of state presence. But it's definitely been augmented by climate. 2023 and 2024 in the Amazon Basin were record years for drought. And so you've seen that playing out with respect to wildfires, with respect to low river levels. Bolivia's had some 3 million hectares burned this year, a record level. In the Peruvian portion of the Amazon, you've had problems with wildfires, as you have have a burning of the grasslands to clear those out. In Brazil, as we've talked about in previous weeks, you have record low levels of water in river basins like the Madeira and Purus river basins, and fires in some of those regions as well, although the nature of those is somewhat different. But again, all symptoms of the way in which under dry conditions you have significant problems as desperate people try to clear out land for their farming and other uses.
Evan Ellis, New World Report. I'm John Mackey.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.